Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zevachim Daf Kufta Zayin, Zevachim 116. And on today's Daf Yomi on Kufta Zayin Amar Alf, the Gemara goes into a discussion about Yisro and about how Yisro came and converted to the Jewish people. And the Gemara wants to know, why did Yisro come and convert to the Jewish people? It states in Exodus chapter 18, verse 1, Vayishma Yisro Kohen Midyan, that Yisro, the Kohen of Midyan, the priest of Midyan, he was a Midianite priest, he came and joined the Jewish people. So what would cause a priest of Midyan to come and join the Jewish people? Says, asks the Gemara, Mashmua Shama Uvavin Iskayer, what did Yisro hear that caused him to come and convert? So there's a three-way dispute about this amongst the Tanakh. Rabbi Yeshua says Milchamas Amalek Shema, that he heard about the war with Amalek, because we know that the passage of Yisro coming and hearing it is immediately following the passage of Amalek attacking the Jewish people. And so therefore the Gemara connects it to the, it says that Amalek attacked the Jewish people, Amalek attacked the weak amongst the Jewish people after they left Egypt and they were a threat to nobody, comes along Amalek and attacks the weakest amongst them. And so therefore it states in Exodus chapter 17, verse 13, Vayachrosh Yoshua Samoek v'Samoek v'Chariv, that Joshua vanquished Amalek and his people according to the sword. And from the fact that there was this connection between the passage of Amalek and the passage of Yisro, the Gemara connects them and says that Yisro heard about this. So if we take this approach, we're saying, what did Yisro hear? He heard that the Jewish people were being attacked for no reason, that here was this weak group that had just fled from Egypt and they were being attacked, and there was this almost anti-Semitism amongst the Amalek. I know that it's an anachronistic term, but it's like, why are they attacking the Jews for no reason? And out of loyalty and recognition and sympathy for the Jewish people, Yisro came and joined the Amalekites. And so therefore, that is what he heard. He heard and he came to help. He identified with the Jewish people. That's the first approach. The second approach is Rebbe Lazar Modai. And Rebbe Lazar Modai suggests that the passage of Yisro is related not to what comes immediately before it in the Torah, but to what immediately comes after it in the Torah. And the Torah is written out of chronological order, that immediately following the passage of Yisro is the passage of the giving of the Torah at Sinai. Rabbi Elazar Modai says actually the passage of Yisro takes place chronologically after the giving of the Torah at Sinai. And what did Yisro hear? Yisro heard about the giving of the Torah at Sinai. As it states, Matan Torah Shamova, Yisro heard about the giving of the Torah at Sinai. As it states, Kishenitna Torah Yisrael Hayakol, that when the Torah was given to the Jewish people, the sound of the Torah, the sound of God, went from one end of the world all the way to the under end of the world. And when all the kings of the world heard this, Kol Malchei Ovdei Kochavim Achastan Ra'ada Beichos, all the nations of the world started trembling in their palaces and they started singing songs. As it states, when God came down on Mount Sinai for the giving of the Torah, there's a Psalm 29, which discusses this scene and says, Ko Hashem, the sound of God, Yechol Ayalos, caused the Ayalos, the gazelles, to tremble. And it says, Vayechasov Yaros, the trees of the forest were uprooted. And in his palace, all the kings in their palace were stopping what they were doing and giving praise to God and recognizing the glory of God. So at that moment, the nations of the world went to their supreme prophet, who was Bilam the wicked one, and they all gathered on Bilam and they said to him, Mako Amon Asher Shamanu, what is this sound that we're hearing? Maybe Mabul Bolam, Shema Mabul Ba, maybe there's a flood that God is bringing this terrible destructive flood upon the world. So Bilam responds, it cannot be, because Vayeshev Hashem Melech Olam, the word Vayeshev here means upon, that it's God took an oath that he's never going to bring a flood upon the world again. So they said, yeah, maybe he's never going to bring a flood, but maybe he's going to destroy the world via fire, because we know that maybe God is bringing the fire. As it states, Kiba Eish Hashem Nishpat, it says in Isaiah 66 that God will judge the world by fire, so maybe God is bringing a fire upon the world. They said, no, God has already made an oath that he's not going to destroy the world, Kfar Nishba Sheinu Mashchis Kobasar, he's not going to destroy all of the flesh. So they said, then what are we hearing? Ma Kol Hazeh Shamanu. So Bilam said, I'll tell you what you're hearing. Chemda Tova Yeshlo Bebeis Ginazav, that God keeps a treasure, has kept a treasure in his storehouse, in his treasure chest. Shai Haisa Genuza Etzlo Shamilas V'Shivim Ba'arba Doros Kodem Shenivra Olam, that God created the Torah 1,000 generations before the world was created. And then God has kept this Torah scroll, the Torah itself, hidden from the world for 974 generations before. And then after 974 generations, God recognized that it came, that we can't hold back the Torah from the world. And so therefore, after 974 generations, God created the world, and we are now in the 26th generation. So that's how Rashi understands it. It states, Hashem oz lamo yitein. And so that means that the God is going to give the strength of the world to his people. And so, and that comes from his treasure house, from the Genazav. And so that's what Yisro heard about. He heard about this tremendous Torah. Miyad paslu kulam v'amru Hashem yivarech hasamo v'ashalom. All the people said, God shall bless his people with peace. So what Yisro was attracted to, according to the second approach, was not sympathy with the Jewish people after they're being attacked, but to the glory of the Torah, the just tremendous beauty, overwhelming beauty of the Torah, which was a treasure hidden from the world and now is being revealed for the first time, and Yisro wanted to be a part of it. And the third approach, what did Yisro hear? Kriyas Yamsuf Shamova, that Yisro heard about the splitting of the sea, as it states, Vayhi Kishmoa Kol Malchei Amori, and all the kings of the world heard about the splitting of the sea. And so when Yisro heard about this, he wanted to come. And this represents the miracles, the miraculous nature of the world that Yisro was so admiring. And so these are three reasons why people might want to convert. Either sympathy with the nation of the Jewish people, or number two, recognition of the beauty of the Torah, or number three, just recognition of the awesome, wondrous activities, the miraculous nature of the world, recognition of God's greatness.